主，我们的疆界都在你的手中。
Oh Lord, the boundary of the land we will walk on in this life is in your hand.
我们一生也在你的面前。
And so is our life.
主啊，早前我们唱这首诗歌的时候，实在有个心愿说，主，我愿意像你。
Therefore, from our heart, we say, Lord, we just want to be more like you.
主啊，你使我们更能够破碎。
Oh, break us even more.
使我们能够处卑微。
And humble us even more.
当我们走在这条人生的窄路中
When we walk on life's narrow way,
一点都不觉得孤独
We are never alone
有许多的弟兄姐妹像云彩一样的围绕着我
For there are many brothers and sisters surrounding us like clouds
主要我们走在这条路上我们是有把握的
Therefore we have assurance when we walk on this way
你不但天天的扶持我们
You sustain us every day.
给我们力量保守我们。
Give us strength and keep us.
不管在任何的情况。
No matter in what condition.
我们深知。
We know.
你都来怀揣我们。
That you are carrying us.
主早先把这首诗歌放在我们的里面。
Oh Lord, just put this heart in our, put this song in our heart this morning.
我们是你手中的工作。
Because we are the masterpiece at your hand.
你天天来制作我们
Work on us every day
成为神家中有用的器皿
To become useful vessels in your house
主早先把我们每一位就交托在你的手中
Therefore we entrust everyone in your hand
奉靠你宝贵的圣
In Jesus' name, Amen
Amen 我们把时间交给沈弟兄
We give the time to Brother Shan
我们亲爱的家生弟兄早间到西区去帮助那里的教会。
Brother Timothy is now at the St. Gabriel Church helping the saints over there.
所以他吩咐我。
Therefore he gave me this order.
要我在主日早上来和弟兄们说一些关于建造的话。
To fellowship with you on the topic of building.
这个有机会到台上来说话是很痛快的事。
It is wonderful to be able to speak up on the podium.
但是啊，圣灵在里头有限制。
However, the Holy Spirit will have a prohibition in my heart.
圣灵说40分钟不能超过。
Holy Spirit says do not go beyond 40 minutes.
所以请弟兄姊妹在座的。
So make sure for those who are sitting down there.
到40分钟到了。
When the time is up.
告诉我神弟兄时间到了。
Wave at me and tell me time's up.
我们啊，在这里讲到关于建造。
When we talk about the building work,
是一件摸着神心意的事。
We know it's something deep in God's heart.
这些年，加深弟兄就一直要带我们来认识建造。
And this is what Timothy has desired to bring us forward to learn.
我们记得在04年年底的时候
Remember at the end of 2004
他带我们在冬令会一起来读以斯拉记
And he led us to read the book of Ezra in the winter conference
在05年末了的时候
And at the end of 2005
他带我们一同来看尼希米记
He helped us to read the book Nehemiah
以斯拉记讲到圣殿的重建
The book of Ezra talk about the rebuilding of the temple
尼希米记讲到城墙的修造
And Nehemiah talk about the repair of the city wall of Jerusalem
都是关乎建造的事
They both are regarding the building work of God's city
当我这样跟着加深弟兄来学的时候
So when I follow Timothy's leading like that
我深处有一个喜乐
I have this joy deep down
弟兄姊妹们啊我们都当有这样的喜乐
And the same joy we shall all share
就是我们跟对了人
Is that we are following the right person
我们的弟兄的确是一个内行的神的仆人
Because he really is a very experienced servant of God
弟兄姊妹们我们这些人得救是为了什么
Do you know why we are saved?
是仅仅为了得救吗
Just for the sake of salvation?
是仅仅为了做好人做好事吗
Just to become a good person and do something good?
当然不是
Of course not
有一种很可怕的思想
And there is this dreadful thought
有许多人说啊宗教都是好的
And people may say, you know, all religions are good
都是劝人为善的
Teach people to do good things
听起来好像没有理由不同意。
It's like you have to agree with that kind of thing.
但是实际上这样的话是非常的危险。
However, that's such a dangerous statement.
我蒙恩这么多年。
I'm being saved so many years.
我有一个恩典。
I have a grace from God.
我从来不认为我是信一个宗教。
That I never regarded I have believing in a particular religion.
如果我所信的神是活的神。
If my God is the living God.
他就远超过宗教。
Then he's beyond the boundary of religion.
那么这些年因着加深弟兄这样带领我们。
And these years because how Timothy has helped us.
我们就认识。
We know.
神在我们身上有一个心意。
That God has this purpose on each one of us.
他不是啊要我们仅仅得救。
He doesn't want us just to be saved.
他不是仅仅要我们做一个好公民。
Or to be a good citizen.
他有一个心意是要我们一起起来建造。
Instead, God wants us to rise up and build.
啊，所以我们看见旧约要过去的时候。
Yes, at the end of the Old Testament.
神兴起哈该。
God raised up a prophet, Haggai.
为他来说话。
To speak on God's behalf.
哈该为神说话，不说别的。
Haggai did not say anything else.
就是鼓励以色列的会众起来建造。
But encourage Israelites to rise up and build.
神也兴起撒加利亚
and also Zacharias.
在当时是一个年轻人
He was a young man at the time.
他来向犹太的百姓说话
He was speaking to Jewish.
他也不说别的
And he did not talk about anything else.
鼓励大家起来建造
But encouraged him to rise up and build.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在看见建造是神心头的一个心意
Then we know, whatever we know, it's God's heart that wants to build.
为什么
But why?
为什么神要建造呢
Why does God want to build?
因为神他自己就是一位建造的神
For God himself is a builder and architect.
你如果打开圣经
If you open up the Bible,
圣经第一句话是什么
What was the very first word?
我们都知道。起初神创造。
In the beginning, God created.
有没有弟兄姊妹不同意
Anybody disagree with that?
起初神创造。
In the beginning, God created.
创造就说明神开始建造。
Creation means God started his work.
神一开始建造。
Once did God start his job?
就死无变有。
He made those things that did not exist into existence.
神一开始建造。
When he started his building work,
就要把光和暗分开。
He would separate light from darkness.
神一开始建造。
When God started his work,
就要把属天的和属地的分开。
He would separate those of heaven versus those of earth.
一路下来，一直到旧约的末了，哈该、撒加利亚和马拉基出来为神说话。
And until the last few books in the Old Testament, the prophets spoke for God. They still talk about God's work.
然后新约开始。
And then we come into the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们的主耶稣来了。
You know when Jesus came.
主耶稣来干什么呢
？Why did Jesus come in the New Testament?
你说他来完成救赎。
You would say, yeah, he has come to fulfill the salvation.
Amen.
Amen to that.
但是有一样比这个更大的。
But there is something greater than just salvation.
主耶稣来就是为了要建造。
He has come to build us up.
在约翰福音第一章十四节那里说
in John first, chapter 1 verse 14 it says
道成了肉身
the word has become flesh
住在我们中间
and dwelt among us
充充满满的有真理有恩典
full of grace and truth
耶稣来了
when Jesus came
恩典来了
The grace comes
真理来了
Also the truth
是怎么来的呢
How did these things come
是因为他住在我们中间
It's all because Jesus has dwelt among us
这个住
The word dwell
在希腊原文
In the original root of Greek
是一个动词
It was a verb
帐幕
Means pitch a tent
它是这个 tabernacle
Pitch a tabernacle
这个意思就是耶稣来在我们中间支搭帐幕
It's like Jesus came It's like he came to pitch a tent among us A tabernacle among us
我们记得 犹太人以色列百姓出埃及的时候
Remember in the time of Exodus
在旷野照着神的吩咐
And they did exactly what God said
他们就支搭了帐幕
They pitched the tabernacle
帐幕的材料方式大小尺寸都是照着神的
In the exact manner that God has instructed.
神的荣耀在帐幕之搭完成的时候就充满在那里。
And after the building of tabernacle was completed, God's glory filled the tent.
然后以色列百姓起行的时候
，And when they arose to march forward in the wilderness,
帐幕就跟着啊，就拆了，就跟着一起走。
And they will put away the tabernacle and carry it with them.
啊，到了一个地方
，And when they arrive to make the stop, they will pitch the tabernacle again.
那意思就是啊。神借着啊，他居住的帐幕与百姓同在。
Therefore, God was with His people through the tabernacle.
啊，我们看见啊，到了大卫的时候。
And when comes the time of David,
大卫啊，他就有一个负担。
He had this burden in his heart.
要为神来建造圣殿。
To build a temple for God.
大卫说啊，他说我啊。我住在这个豪华的宫殿里
and,
我们的神怎么会住在帐幕里呢
And David said, how can it be? I, a man, living in this luxurious palace, but our God living in a tabernacle.
不行，我要为我的神来造一个伟大的殿。
Oh no, that cannot be. Let me build a temple for my God.
但是我们的神对大卫说啊
But what did God say to David about that?
我不出人手所造
So I do not dwell in the building made by man.
他借着先知拿单对大卫说
Through prophet Nathaniel, God spoke to David. Now what's a good thing you want to do?
但是啊你流过人的血
But you have killed so many people, there's blood on your hands.
所以啊我不要你来为我
So I don't want you to build a place for me.
但是啊我要你儿子接续你做王以后为我把圣殿盖起来。
Instead, I want your son, after he succeeded your place, I want him to build something.
所以我们知道，这个神的圣殿是在所罗门王的时候啊，被建立起来。
Therefore, the temple was completed in the time of King Solomon.
但是所罗门王的态度又如何呢？
What was the attitude of King Solomon then?
啊，他为了神的圣殿。
For the sake of building the temple of God.
他就派人去啊。跟当时一个外邦的王叫推罗王啊。
He sent his people to see the neighboring king.
要求推罗王把他辖管的利巴嫩这个地带的香柏木运过来。
That he will allow his people to deliver out of this country those wonderful cedar.
他告诉推罗王。
And he told the king of Tyre.
我啊，我有一个心要为我的神。盖一个非常非常非常大的殿。
I have this request because I have this heart to build a great temple for my God.
但是你知不知道啊
？But do you know that?
天和天上的天，天和天上的天
，Heaven and the heavens above it，
尚不足他居住
，are not even enough for his dwelling。
谁能够为耶和华神建造殿宇
？Who is qualified or able to build something for the king？
我所罗门是谁
？Who am I, King Solomon？
我能为耶和华神建造殿宇吗
？How can I build anything for my God？
我不过啊，在他面前烧香而已。
And all I can do is just burn some incense。
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见一件宝贵的事。
So we see something precious about this.
照着我们的本相。
That is according to our own condition.
我们没有一个配建造神的殿。
None of us is worthy or qualified to build.
也没有一个意思要住人手所造的殿。
And neither does God have this desire to dwell in a place built by man's hand.
但是借着建造。
But through the process of building.
把我们爱他的心表明出来。
We have this opportunity to express to God that we love him.
借着建造。
And through the building work.
表明虽然我是一个王。
We can express that even though I may be a king on earth.
但是我在万军之耶和华面前算不了什么。
But I am nothing in the eyes of my God.
不是啊，我有什么本事能够造什么东西。
It's not that I have so much that to offer to God.
我不过要见证他是值得我爱的一位。
All I want to do is to tell the world that he someone deserves my full love.
到了耶稣来了。
When Jesus came.
圣经说啊
，Bible says
他住在我们中间。
He dwelled among us.
或者说他支搭帐幕在人间。
Or you can say he pitched a tabernacle among men.
新约的时候给我们清楚看见了。
Therefore, in the New Testament, it is clear to us.
这个建造绝不在于外面的物质。
The building we talk about is nothing material at all.
建造一面它是一件奥秘的事。
On one hand, something seems to be mysterious.
一面啊就说出这是我们全体都有份的事。
But on the other hand, it tells us something that each one of us can partake.
所以我们看见耶稣到地上来，他不光只是啊，传传福音叫人得救。
So you see, when Jesus came into the world, he doesn't just share the good news and save a few souls.
得救了就要叫人来跟随他。
After people are saved, Jesus will say, "Come, follow me."
得救了就要叫人来侍奉他。
After people are saved, he said, "Come, serve."
得救了就叫人一起来走十字架的路。
And he was then calling out so people will follow him on the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是告诉我们，我们的主他是一个建造的神。
That tells us clearly that Jesus is the Lord who builds.
他要带着我们一起来建造。
And he wants to bring all of us together into this building work.
到了启示录最末了。
At the end of Revelation,
我们看见啊，一切都好像要过去了。
You can see everything will pass away.
他就提到说，哎呀，他看见有圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And the book describes their new city, Holy Jerusalem, descend from heaven.
哎呀，这一个圣城。
This holy city.
荣耀完全。
Was full of glory and was perfect.
圣经在启示录形容
In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it describes
好像啊，新娘装饰整齐了
The city came coming down just like a well-adorned bride
等候丈夫
Waiting for his groom to come
但是啊，很稀奇，到后面他又说
And interestingly, at the end it says
有大声音从宝座出来
And this loud voice coming out of the throne
说看啊，神的帐幕在人间
It says, behold, the tent of God is among men.
我要与人同住
I will live with men.
弟兄姊妹啊，他一面讲圣城从天而降
On one hand, he talks about how the new holy city will descend into the earth.
一面又说神的帐幕在人间
On the other hand, he says, God's tabernacle is among men.
带我们想到出埃及记时候的那个帐幕
So if you recall that what happened in the book of Exodus,
帐幕和圣殿其实就是一个。
Actually, the tabernacle in that time, the same thing as holy temple later on.
不同的时候有不同的表现。
It just has different manifestation in the different eras.
但是都说明神的心意。
But they both refer to the heart of God.
从创世一直到启示录。
From the beginning of the creation until the end of the book.
而那里是一个建造的图画。
You see this blueprint of God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹我们略略提一点
So I just briefly mention them to you
就是要啊认识建造是神中心的心意
So that we can all understand it is in the heart of God to build us up
历世历代爱主的人
For generations those who love the Lord
都看重神的建造
All pay a lot of attention to the building work of God
都要来配合神的建造
And they co-work with God in this project
旧约如此
Same way in the New Testament,
新约更是
also the New, Old and New Testament.
我们有一些的经节一起来读一下。
And there's a few passages I'd like to read them together with you.
我们看哈该书，就是我们才读过的。
The book of Haggai, the book we are just recently studying.
哈该书第一章七到九节。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, that's toward the end of the Old Testament.
好不好，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读。第七节到第九节万军之耶和华如此说你们要省察自己的行为你们要上山举木料
and bring down timber and build a house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored,
且得荣耀好在这里哈该勉励犹太的百姓
Haggai encouraged people of Israel
他说啊，我们要。
He said, "We will."
要什么呢
？What do we do?
两样事情。
Two things.
第一个要省察自己的行为。
One is to give careful thought to our ways.
第二个。
Secondly.
要上山取木料。
We will go up into the mountains and bring down timber.
省察自己的行为。
Give careful thought to our ways.
不是在那里啊，省察自己。有没有偷有没有骗有没有抢
It's not to check whether we have done something outwardly wrong like stealing or robbing
省察自己的行为
Instead
是啊要我们看看我们和神之间是不是有鸿沟
It means to check if there's any gap in our relationship with God
省察自己的行为
To carefully examine ourselves Check our way.
是我们把神的权益摆在第一位
To check, do we put God at first?
当然这个省察行为包括我们这个人的生活是不是圣洁
Also includes whether we have lived a holy life
这个就是啊，我们先要顾到我们里面的光景如何。
Therefore, pay attention to our condition inside.
那么第二个。
Secondly,
我们要上山取木料。
We will go up into the mountains and bring down the timber.
好的木料在高山之上。
Good quality timber usually is located on the top of the hills.
到高山之上取木料是要花相当的代价。
Which means we have to pay a price to go up higher.
我们记得当所罗门王要盖这个为神盖圣殿的时候。
And when King Solomon was building the holy temple for God.
他要的木料是最好的木料。
He wanted to get the best quality of wood.
当时最好的木料是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
At the time, the best one are located in Lebanon, the cedar.
所以啊，他要用尽一切的方法把最好的木料运过来。
So with every effort, he tried to get the best quality of wood.
那么弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个属灵的意义。
So there's a spiritual meaning to that.
我们需要花代价把最好的给神。
Means we have to pay a price in order to give God what's best.
我们要花代价为着神家的建造。
We have to pay a price for the building work in God's house.
那么我们知道上山取木料不是一个人的事。
And in order to go up in the mountain to get the timber, it's not something an individual can accomplish.
我们需要认识上山取木料是团体的事。
Actually, it takes teamwork.
你一个人怎么取得动木料？
How can a single person carry all the timber? You can't.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里就告诉我们一个配搭的原则。
Therefore, we know we need to work as a team.
在这里啊，这个哈该在那里告诉我们什么呢？
And what does Prophet Haggai tell us?
我们这个继续往上面读第九节。
Let's read on. Book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 9.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们收到家中，我就吹去。
What you brought home, I blew away.
这是为什么呢？
Praise the Lord Almighty.
因为我的殿荒凉。
Because my house,
你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
Which remains a ruin while
这是万军之耶和华说的。弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个属灵的原则。
So you see also a spiritual principle here.
我们常常不顾神的需要。
That's just too often we don't pay attention to the need of God.
所以我们常常就漏掉属天的祝福。
And that's why we often miss out on the blessing of heaven.
不是我们的神小气。
It's not that our God trying to hold things away from us.
我就不给你。
Because we don't give to him, so he doesn't give to us.
实在因为啊，我们应该要看见这是一个属灵的律。
But actually, we're talking about a spiritual law here.
好像我们住在啊地上。
Just like when we live on earth.
它有啊属地的律。
There's earth ruling this. There are laws ruling this earth.
有春夏秋冬。
You see, there are four seasons in the year.
有地球的运转。
And the evolution of the earth.
你若是啊种下去就有收成。
If you plant something, you're supposed to harvest from it.
属灵的事也是这样。
Same thing with spiritual things, there's laws.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们顾到属灵的原则。
And if we understand the spiritual principles.
我们就有属灵的收获。
Then we will harvest accordingly.
那么在这里讲你们撒的种多收的却少是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean by what says here that you expect much?But see, it turned out to be little.
什么叫做你收到家中我就吹去呢？
What does it mean by what you brought home, I blew away?
照着属地的原则，我们多种就多收。
According to the principle on earth, the more I sow, the more I harvest.
但是在神看，你收的真是可怜。
But in the eyes of God, what you harvest is really small and little.
也许你赚了上百万。
Maybe you make millions of dollars.
也许你做了主管。
Maybe you are a certain level manager.
但是你把这位神忘掉。
But while you're doing all these things, you forget about God.
你就漏掉了所有属天的福气。
So you miss out on all the heavenly blessings.
漏掉属天福气的。
When that happens,
在神看真是可怜。
To God, it's just a very pitiful condition.
撒的种多，收的却少。
In God's eyes, that you are planting much, but you reap little.
你盼望多得，所得却少。
You expect much, but it turned out to be little.
我们有没有这样的经历？
Do we have that kind of experience?
我们的收入不错。
Yes, we may have good income.
工作不错。
We may have a good job.
辛辛苦苦。
We work hard for them.
但是啊，我们一点不喜乐。
However, there's no joy in our
heart. 天天好像摸不着神的心。
It's like I couldn't feel God.
我们天天好像没有属天的祝福。
No blessing from heaven.
什么时候我们肯把神摆在第一位
？So whenever we put God first at the right position.
也许啊，你的工作不是那么如意。
Maybe you don't have the best job in the world.
但是你里头有一个说不出来的喜乐。
But you have this inexpressible joy in your heart.
你若是心向着神
，If our hearts are toward God，
你觉得你的收获真多
？You feel that you are content.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些都还不是指着外面这些状况。
And we're not talking about just our situations.
是叫我们认识这一切都是为着神的建造。
But we want to encourage you to understand all these things happen is because God's building.
我今天工作是为什么
？Why do I work today?
是为着神的建造。
For God's building work.
我今天来聚会是为着什么
？Why do I come to church meetings?
是为着神的建造。
For God's building work.
我坐在这里听神弟兄交通是为着什么
？Why am I sitting here listening to brother Shen?
为着神的建造。
It's for the building work of my God.
我所有一切神家中的服事是为着什么
？And why do I serve in the house of God?
为着神的建造。
It's for the building work of God.
有几位这个基督徒他们在教堂的门口啊在做工。
And there are a few Christians working at the entrance of the church building.
那么有一位啊经过，有一位路人经过。
Pedestrian passed by.
说你在干什么
？He asked them, "What are you guys doing here?"
那么有一位啊，他在啊切砖。
And one Christian was cutting bricks.
他说我在切砖。
He said, "Look, I'm cutting bricks."
那么问另外一位。
He asked the other guy that's working.
他也在切砖。
He was also cutting bricks.
他很喜乐，他说我在建造。
Joyfully he replied, he said, "I am building."
弟兄姊妹们，这个是啊，里面的认识不一样。
So you could tell from the reply, they have different understanding and perception.
我们今天啊，可能来聚会，光是啊，认为就是、啊、来聚会。
Many times when we come to church meeting, we come for the sake of coming.
我们有没有一个眼睛能够看见，我坐在这里聚会是有份于建造
？But are inner eyes open to see that I'm sitting here to participate in God's building work?
这是一件宝贝的事。
And that is precious.
那么因为建造摸着神的心意。
Because building work touches the heart of God.
所以哈该告诉我们呐、啊。
So Haggai told us.
他说我们如果啊能够省察自己的行为。
If we give careful thought to our ways.
看看是不是把神摆在第一位。
To see if we have put God first.
如果我们能够上山取木料。
And if we can go up the mountains and bring timbers.
有实际的行动来建造。
So we have our action to prove that we are building.
就能使他喜乐。
We will bring pleasure to God's heart.
也能够使神得荣耀。
And that's the way to honor him.
实在说，人堕落以后啊。
And truthfully speaking, after men have fallen,
我们的神没有什么太多可喜乐的。
There are really not many things happen that bring joy or pleasure to God.
你认为神有哪些点是该喜乐的？
Think about it, things. Anything you can think of that will bring joy to God's heart?
但是哈该告诉我们。
But Haggai told us.
如果我们啊肯上山取木料。
If we're willing to go up into the mountains and bring down timber.
我们肯花代价一同来建造。
If we're willing to pay a price to build the house of God.
我们的神就喜乐。
Then God take pleasure in it.
并且因此得荣耀。
And he's honored as a result.
这个就是到了新约的时候。
Therefore, this is what happened in the New Testament.
主耶稣能够得神的喜乐。
That's how Jesus will bring joy to God's heart.
主耶稣能够使神得荣耀。
He was able to bring glory to God.
因为他在地上不光是讲讲道。
Because when he was on earth, he didn't just lip service.
他不光是医病。
He did not just heal the sick.
他不光是赶鬼。
Or cast out demons.
他所做的都是为着神的建造。
All he did was for one purpose, to build up God's church.
所有心眼得开的主的门徒。
All the disciples whose inner eyes were open.
我们看见他们在主复活以后
，You could tell after Jesus' resurrection，
也都一同来建造。
They all participated in this building work。
彼得就说
，Peter said，
主乃活石
，My Lord is the living stone。
我们呢，我们也像活石被建造成为他居住的灵。
And we are all living stones being built up together to become a spiritual dwelling place for God。
彼得啊，讲了许许多多
，Peter said a lot。
但是他心中有一个看见。
But you knew he saw something from within.
我们都是建造的材料。
That we are all materials for God's building work.
那你知道使徒保罗
？And also Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗啊，他对这个建造 更是有真切的认识。
He had a very deep understanding of God's building work.
啊，我们常常啊，在那里想到使徒保罗讲信。
And many times he talked about faith.
讲望。
Talk about hope.
讲爱。
Talk about love.
但是你知道，他讲这一切都是为着要建造。
But he said all those.For one purpose, which is to build up God's house.
所以他在哥林多后书里头说啊，弟兄们啊。
Therefore, in the second Corinthians, he said, brethren,
一切都是为建造。
All these are for the building work.
我讲了那么多，如果没有建造是白讲了。
I may say a lot, but if there's no true building work, then it's in vain.
那么怎样建造呢？
How do we build?
他自己。使徒保罗自比他是一个啊聪明的工头。
Paul referred himself as that smart construction head.
我们一同来看看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10.
我们一同念。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎，怎样在上面建造。啊，这个弟兄姊妹们啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当我读这段话的时候
，When I read this passage，
有两个字特别的提醒我
，Two words surfaced and reminded me，
谨慎。
To be careful.
弟兄姊妹们，这个使徒保罗说他是聪明的工头。
He referred to himself as an expert builder.
立好了根基。
Who has laid down a foundation.
就是啊，他把主耶稣介绍给我们了。
Which by introducing Jesus to us.
耶稣基督就成为我们建造的根基。
And Jesus therefore becomes the solid foundation of our work.
就有别人在上面建造。
And others start to build upon it.
可能是亚波罗在那里叫建造了。
Maybe Apollo was building upon the same foundation.
可能是彼得在那里建造了。
Maybe Peter was building on the foundation.
那么也许是保罗自己在那里建造了。
Maybe Paul himself was building upon this foundation.
但是啊，所有的建造。
But all the building work.
有一个大的原则。
Share the same principle.
就是要谨慎。
Is to be careful.
如果我们不谨慎
，If we're not careful，
这个建造出了差错
，And there's mistakes in our work，
我们不知道怎样在神的面前负这个责任
，And we'll be held accountable in the presence of God。
这就是这些年我们跟着加深弟兄一起
，That's why these years together with Timothy，
我们实在看见我们的弟兄带我们走对的路
，We realize that he's leading us on the right path，
有对的建造
，To have the right work done。
有一次史弟兄在这里交通。
One time Brother Z shared.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms 84.
我们的神没有留下一样好处。
He said God did not spare any good things.
不给行动正直的人。
From those who walk right.
这个行动正直的原文。
In the original context.
就是路走对的人。
Means those who walk right.
我今天在这里的交通。
And my sharing with you this morning.
也是要勉励我们。一定要走对的路。
Intends to encourage one another. Let's make sure we walk on the right path.
对的路就是啊，谨慎的建造。
Which is to carefully build up God's work.
我在过去十多年里
，In the past few decades，
跟着我的姐夫也一起啊，在那里搞这个房子。
I was working with my brother-in-law in the construction field.
所以我知道这个建筑。
Therefore, I knew it wasn't hard to build. It wasn't easy to build. You can make mistakes easily.
我记得十五年前吧。
I remember about 15 years ago.
因为我的姐夫是我老板。
Because my brother-in-law is my boss.
他就吩咐我带着几个工人。
So he gave me this instruction to bring a few workers.
他说到啊 ，Arcadia 一处啊，这个豪宅。
To go to this mansion in Arcadia.
他说啊，这个主人要求把他的这个卧房，他的卧房这个里头有个厕所，厕所中间有一道墙，把那个墙打掉。
To take down a wall in the master's bedroom in the bathroom.
我听啊，我姐夫说把卧室厕所中间的那道墙打掉啊，我说这个是很简单的事。
And I thought it was the easy job to do, just take on a piece of wall in the bathroom of this master's bedroom.
我说没有问题。
I said, no problem.
带着几个工人说走，我们去啊。把那道墙打掉。
So with a few co-workers, we went.
因为工人不知道啊，这个打哪里的。
Because workers, my subordinates do not know which wall to take down.
工人是要照着我说的。
They're supposed to do what I said.
那么我所说的是根据我听我姐夫说的。
And when my decision was based upon my boss's instruction.
所以我们到了工地，到了那一户啊，这个豪宅。
So we went to this beautiful mansion.
那是啊，几十年的很漂亮的这个房子。
It's just maybe 10 some years old. It was very nice.
我观察了一下。
I took a look.
我观察了一下。
I took a look.
我就说好，就把这个墙打掉。
Okay, now take down, break down this wall.
就是啊，把卧室和厕所中间的一道墙打掉。
That's wall dividing between the bedroom and the bathroom.
等到啊中午，我姐夫来了。
When my boss, which is my brother-in-law, came at noontime,
他一看就吵了起来。
He was furious when he saw what happened.
我想我做得很好吗
？I thought, well, am I doing that great?
哎呀，他大发雷霆。
He was very angry at me.
他说我怎么办呢
？He said, what am I gonna do now?
怎么办
？I said, what?
是你叫我把卧室和厕所中间的一道墙打掉。
He told me to take down the wall between the bedroom and the bathroom.
他说啊，我叫你把卧室厕所里面的那道墙打掉。
He said, there's a wall inside the bathroom. You supposed to take down.
卧室啊，进到厕所。
From the bedroom to the bathroom.
这个厕所这个洗澡间和啊这个抽水马桶之间有一道墙。
Between the shower and the toilet, there was a small wall.
他说啊，叫我把那道墙打掉。
And which is the one I'm supposed to take down?
但是我觉得我听的没有错啊。
But I thought I heard him clearly.
你说是卧室厕所中间的一道墙。
You said the wall between the bedroom and the bathroom.
哎呀，他啊，这个不只是啊，这个发怒。
He wasn't just angry.
还啊，不晓得怎么来收拾这个残局。
And he didn't even know how to resolve the situation.
因为啊，那户人家那个壁纸啊，是又贵又漂亮。
Because the wallpaper on that wall I took down was very beautiful and expensive.
被我打掉了一段啊。
And one whole wall was missing because of my work.
不晓得怎么去补了。
He did not how to make it up.
这个是啊，从前的事情。
But of course, this happened a long time ago.
这就说明许多时候我这个人不谨慎。
That tells me that I wasn't careful receiving instruction.
太简单。
I thought it was something easy to do.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在神的家建造的时候。
And when we're building the house of God.
我们需要谨慎。
We have to be careful.
这个谨慎。
This carefulness.
不是啊，还不是在啊一些的事物上。
We're not talking about just being careful in doing things.
谨慎是我的心的问题。
But have the attitude of being careful.
多少时候我觉得我这个人有干才。
And sometimes we feel that I am so capable.
多少时候我觉得我这个人有能力。
I have ability.
哎呀，我这样啊，就啊，完全忘掉了我应该谨谨慎慎。
And therefore, I'm not careful.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到谨慎的时候
，So when we talk about carefulness，
我们需要在一个配搭的原则里头。
Remember, we have to work as a team.
不独断独行。
Do not do things just based on our own decision. Don't be stubborn and doing our own thing.
所有神家里的事，我们都一起来交托。
We should fellowship with others in regards to things in God's house.
我们要谨慎，怎样建造？
Because we want to be careful in our work.
如果我们不谨慎,
if we're not careful,
很可能我们所建造的,
very easily,
都是草木和秸,
our work is nothing but straw and wood stacks.
我们也花了时间,
and we spend time on the work,
但是一点不讨神的喜,
however, doesn't bring any pleasure to God.
那么我们怎样建造呢?
And how do we build?
我们需要警醒,
we have to stay alertful.
我记得我们读尼希米记的时候
When we read the book of Nehemiah,
尼希米记里面特别提醒
It talks about
建造的过程中我们需要一手做工一手拿兵器
How the people at a time in one hand they hold the tool to build on the other hand they hold the weapon to defend themselves
这就是一个警醒的原则
And that is the attitude of being alertful
好不好我们一起读尼希米记第四章
Let's read Nehemiah chapter 4 together
第四章第七节到第九节
verses 7 to 9.
第七节到第九节。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 7 to 9.
堪巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚斯图人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒。我们从、第十六节到第十八节
，verses 16 to 18。
从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪、拿盾牌、拿弓、拿铠甲。官长都站在犹大众人的后边，修造城墙的、钢材材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
最叫仇敌记恨的。
What provoke the anger of enemies the most?
Is
that it's not that we have some knowledge about the truth in the Bible?
Or
we have good deeds to help others.
最叫仇敌记恨的就是啊，教会一起起来建造。
What makes them angry the most is that when the church try to arise and build up God's house.
啊，我们还没有真正开始建造的行动之前
，And even before we started the action of building，
仇敌听到风声
，Just by hearing about our plan，
啊，他听到啊，哪里要建造
？When enemy heard that so and so is about to build God's work，
仇敌的气恨攻击就来了
，And their attack and anger will follow。
这就是为什么我们得谨慎
，That's why we have to be very alert。
这就是为什么我们要警醒
，And stay alert。
我们知道，这个当尼希米。在那里鼓励犹太人犹太百姓起来建造的时候
，When Nehemiah encouraged Israelites to rise up and work，
他们是一起起来建造。
They all rose up and built together。
我们读尼希米记的时候，讲到他们开始建造。
We saw how they started work。
那里说啊，大祭司以利亚实啊和他的这个。家族起来建造的羊门。
It talk about how high priest and his family rose up and built a part of the sheep gate.
然后啊，又讲到这个旁边啊，其次啊，是啊，哪一个家族起来建造
？And describe in detail who else followed one after the other.
再其次是哪一个家族起来建造
？And another family rose up and built a part.
从羊门、鱼门、谷门、粪场门、水门、泉门这十个门呐、都是啊。不同的家族在那里建造。
There were 10 gates surrounding and located on the city walls, and each family took a part in the building work.
我照这个中文，我还不太懂它的意思。
And I didn't understand fully in according to the Chinese version.
他说其次是谁起来建造
？It talk about next to it.
好像啊，这个建造完了，他才啊起来建造。
It's like one way until the other party is finished, then they will start work.
我再去考察。
So when I studied further,
不是啊，其次的意思。
It really wasn't in that manner.
他的意思就是旁边是谁
？It's like I'm working and who was next to me building the same thing.
以利亚实带着啊，他所有的族人起来建造羊门。
So when high priest with his family built up the sheep gate.
他旁边。
At the same time,
是哪一个家族起来
？Right next to them.
在旁边是哪一个家族起来
？A particular family took part in the next part and the following.
所有不同的家族同时起来。
So at the same time, different families rose up and built.
一同建造。
Built together the wall.
我们非常稀奇。
So we were marvelous.
圣经在那里的记载。
How the Bible records.
好像啊，没有哪一个是科班出身专门建造的。
If you check on their background, no one was professional in building.
商人。
Some were merchants.
商人起来这个修造城墙。
But they will rise up and build a wall.
有的是银匠。
And some are just silversmith.
有的是金匠。
Some are goldsmith.
有的是一家啊，带着他没有儿子，带着女儿起来建造。
Some people did not have sons, so they brought their daughters alone in the work.
有的一家啊，他没有什么年轻人。
Some families are out of young people.
圣经特别记载啊，他说他也接力起来建造一段。
The Bible said he diligently worked to be a part of it.
他是在啊转角处往上坡的地方建造。
And some people built at the turning point of the upslope.
有的是对着自己的家建造。
Some people built the part right in front of their house.
虽然有外面的不同
，So they may build different parts of the city wall.
说明一件事，我们都要同心合一。
But they were in one accord.
并且在建造的过程中，我们是一手做工，一手拿兵器。
And also, in one hand they held the tool, on the other hand they held the weapon.
那么没有太多的时间。
My time is running out.
我们看看使徒保罗怎么讲。
Let's just see what Apostle Paul what he says.
啊，我们一同来看以弗所以弗所书。
Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书我们不多讲，但是我们要多读。
I will not talk much, but let's read this passage together.
我们看以弗所书第一章十五节到十六节。
Chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
十五节。
Chapter 1, verses 15 to 16.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。使徒保罗听说在以弗所教会啊，
And Apostle Paul heard the condition in Ephesian church.
有一种光景。
There was this condition.
就是那里的圣徒们。
That the saints over there.
他们是啊，信从主耶稣。
How they believe in the Lord.
有亲爱众圣徒。
And how they love all the saints.
使徒保罗听到了，高兴得不得了。
So he rejoiced upon hearing their condition.
就啊，为这一个教会，为众圣徒在那里祷告。
So he had not stopped giving thanks for them and remembering them in his prayer.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到建造的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about building,
教会要有一个基本的情形
，and the most common condition you would see
有一个基本的光景
，the most common condition you would see in a church
就是你和我，我们每一个。都要信从主耶稣。
Is that everyone in church will have faith in the Lord?
第二件。
Secondly,
亲爱众圣徒。
And everyone will love each other.
这是啊，我们建造的基本。
And that is the fundamental work of a building work.
我们信从主耶稣。
We have faith in the Lord Jesus.
是我们的嘴多过我们的心。
And a lot of times we say that more than we truly believe.
你承不承认？
Do you admit that?
当我们在生活里头环境起了变化的时候
，especially when things start to change in our daily life，
常常是要主耶稣信从我。
Many times we say, Lord, follow me.
但是呢，在这里说，正常的教会光景是信从主耶稣。
But the normal condition of a church supposed to be people have faith in the Lord.
然后怎么样呢？要亲爱众圣徒。
And also have love for all the saints.
亲爱众圣徒真不容易。
And it's not easy to love all the saints.
我也爱圣徒。
I love all the saints.
但是好像不是众圣徒。
I love saints, but not all the saints.
他的性格我不喜欢。
For example, I may not like a particular person because his personality.
我跟他保持距离。
So I keep a distance from him.
他的这个说话得罪我。
Because he says things offended me.
我心里定罪他。
And I will condemn him from my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是神所要的。
But that's not what God wants.
神所要的是信从主耶稣。
What God wants to have is those we have faith in the Lord Jesus.
再加上亲爱众圣徒。
And have love for all the saints.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱众圣徒。不是为着我喜欢某一个人，不喜欢某一个人。
It's not for our own sake whether we love someone or not.
是为着神家的建造。
But for the work of God, we have to love all.
为着神家的建造，我不喜欢也要喜欢他。
Even though I may not like a certain person, I have to love that person for God's building work's sake.
当教会有这样的光景的时候
，When the church reveals a condition like that，
使徒保罗知道他的话说得进来。
Apostle Paul knew that he was able to speak to them.
他能够在这样的有这样光景的教会来看神的建造
，and he was able to bring this church up.
他就在那里啊，马上点给以弗所教会看。
So immediately he pointed out to the church of Ephesus.
教会啊，就是基督的身体。
Look, church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It's the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
教会啊，不是我们看看那么可怜兮兮。
And church is not what we see with our physical eyes where you don't see a lot of people sitting here. Instead, in the eyes of God, church is all glorious. It's the body of Jesus Christ. It's something that builds up gradually. And chapter 4,
弟兄姊妹，我们来读以弗所第四章。
Chapter 4, verse
第一节。
1.
对不起，第四章我们读。OK, 我们读第四章的第十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
他所赐的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就看见一件事。
Therefore, we see one thing here.
基督的身体
The body of Christ
是可以长成的
Can grow.
基督的身体
The body of Christ
是必须要建立的
Has to be built upon.
我们常常讲到建圣殿、修造城墙。
We talk a lot about building up the holy temple of God and the wall of the Lord.
我们在这里就看见旧约的预表，原来是叫我们建立基督的身体。
So we see the symbolic meaning in from the Old Testament to the New Testament is to build up the body of Christ.
所以啊，使徒保罗在这里有一个认识。
So you could tell Paul had this knowledge.
神给教会有许多不同的恩赐。
That God will give to his own church many different gifts.
有的是做使徒的。
Some are apostles.
有的做先知的。
Some are prophets.
有的做牧师的。
Some are evangelists.
有的做教师的。
Some are pastors and teachers.
但是不管是哪一种的恩赐。
But it doesn't matter what kind of gift.
都是为着什么呢？
It's all for one purpose.
为着成全圣徒。
Is for the to build up all the saints.
怎样的成全圣徒？
How to build up all the saints?
就是所有的圣徒们都能够各尽其职。
Is that when all members of the body can work according to their gifts?
起来建立基督的身体。
To build up the body of Christ.
所以在这里我们要再说。
Therefore, again, I say.
我们在这里是有福的。
We are blessed to be part of this building work.
因为加森弟兄带我们走的就是这条对的道路。
Because this is what Timothy is leading us to do.
他要成全圣徒。
He wants to perfect all ministries of saints.
各尽其职。
So that we may perform our own individual service.
建立基督的身体。
To build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事。
This is something very significant.
那么在这个过程中。
And in this process.
不光是理论。
We are not just talking about as if it's a theory.
实在也是讲到我们个人的光景要配合上去。
Individual condition has to work out together.
那么我们今天讲到在建造的过程中我们需要谨慎。
And we have to be careful in our building work.
我们需要警醒。
We have to stay alertful.
弟兄姊妹，我们还要接力。
We also have to be diligent.
因为接力不是一件容易的事。
It's not easy to be diligent.
这个使徒保罗在哥林多后书那里说
Apostle Paul said
他说啊要接力多做主工
shall diligently work for the Lord
因为我们在主里的徒劳劳苦不是突然的
for we do not work in vain in the Lord
那么同时在腓立比书最末了
and at the end of the book of Philippians
他要啊我们能够啊接力保守圣灵合而为一的心
It says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
如果希伯来书也是使徒保罗写的。
If Hebrew was written, the book of Hebrews was written by Paul.
在希伯来书第六章第一节在那里也要我们有一种的接力。
In the same book, chapter 6, verse 1.
接力进到完全的地步。
It says, with every effort to go unto maturity.
在那里就告诉我们要离开基督道理的开端。
That we shall leave the elementary teachings about Christ.
接力进到完全的地步。
And go unto maturity.
不是说我们不要基督道理的开端。
It's not that we forget about the foundation.
是说我们不能永远停留在基督道理的开
端。But it says we cannot always stay at the elementary level.
我们不能天天讲救恩。
We cannot always talk about salvation only.
却不往前去。
But we don't move forward.
我们天天讲信德忍耐，却不往前去。
We talk about faith and good virtues, but we don't have true action.
我们要借着基督道理的开端一直的往前去。
But we shall move from the elementary teaching and reach maturity.
直到完全的地步。
Until we're perfect.
这个完全的地步就是教会建造起来了。
And that means the day the church's work is completed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神的面前有祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray before our God.
但愿我们每一个人都有份于这样的建造。
May each one of us participate in this.
在建造的过程中，我们每一个人都能够常常反省自己。
And in the process, let's examine ourselves often.
在建造的过程中，我们每一个人都愿意花代价。
And we're willing to pay a price.
在建造的过程中，我们要谨慎。
And we stay alertful.
我们警醒
and we are careful.
我们同时接力
but also we are diligent.
弟兄姊妹，一手做工，一手拿兵器。
Let's hold weapon in one hand.
这个兵器也就是使徒保罗在以弗所里面告诉我们的。
And the weapon is what Paul has told us in the book of.
有防守的一面。
There are one weapon for defense.
有进攻的一面。
And also one for offense.
我们把信德当盾牌。
And to bring up the shield of salvation.
救恩做头盔。
The hammer of salvation, the shield of faith.
圣灵的话做宝剑。
And the word of God is our sword.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们运用所有属灵的神预备给我们的来做兵器。
Therefore, we apply everything that God has given to us as our weapon.
最重要的一个点。
The most importantly,
就是随时多方的祷告。
To pray in all manners and at all times.
弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我们的祷告不够。
We have to admit that we don't pray enough.
我们都承认我们的祷告还不对。
And sometimes we don't even pray.
都是为着自己的好处。
We pray mostly for our own problems and benefits.
不是为着神的权益。
Not for what God cares.
我们从今天开始随时多方祷告。
But from this day on, let's pray in all manner and at all times.
为着神家的建造。
For the building work of his house.
为着神的国度。
For his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们大家都能够摆进来。
And I wish everyone will participate in this work.
我们今天唱的诗歌很好。
And the hymn we sang earlier was good.
愿我们能够更爱主。
May we love him more.
为他的名更热心。
And have more zeal for things regarding his name.
我们能够更属天。
And to be of more heaven.
更常见主的面。
And to see his face more often.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在都。有一些
We all have experience to some degree.
但是为着神的建造
But for the building work of God.
我们都能够更向前
We can move further.
我们都能够更多的彼此勉励
And we can encourage each other more.
好不好我们再唱276首
I sing this hymn one more time. 276
全部